This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96. 1 AM 1170, The Answer. This segment's brought to you by Scooney Side-by-Side. By the way, Ron was really down and out there for over 40 days, and he's now off his ventilator. He's taking all the hoses and equipment out of him. He's on the rehab, and he's getting grumpy, so that's always a good sign. The service center's still in operation, but without Ron, but he is coming back, so... If you have a side-by-side or an off-road vehicle that you'd like service, Scooney's will take care of you just like family. They're at 7536, or actually 202 Greenfield Drive in El Cajon. Call them at 619-499-7536. And if you've been out, and I've been watching a lot of vehicles coming back from the desert, and they're filthy. So they need to call Crystal Clean Detailing, 858-229-3669. The guys will come out and do a snippy little job. Miguel is just amazing. And they'll detail anything you have, from a motorcycle to a full-blown motorhome to a boat, you name it. If it needs to be detailed and cleaned and waxed, Crystal Clear Detailing is the one. And if you have exhaust, if you're driving a car with a wimpy exhaust system and you want a little bit of burp, 3916 North Barcelona Street, Spring Valley, Ed Hansen's been around, seems like 100 years. Give him a call, 619-698-7030. He's big on military, great discounts, but deals with quality, top-of-the-line exhaust systems. Ed Hansen's Muffler. Well, unfortunately, Audrey's a little under the weather, wasn't able to make it in, but Ed bounced in today, and he's going to be talking about a few situation since their show's once a month, where it was weekly, we were able to keep you up to date on what was going on, but now it's once a month, so it's a little bit more involved and a little bit more in-depth, and we're going to try to break up the show on SDORC's website so that if you want to listen to certain things, you can. Ed, good seeing you again. So what is going on after, and by the way, Happy New Year's.
Thanks, Dave. It's good to be back. It's good to see you. And Audrey, I hope you're feeling better. Mm-hmm. She's unfortunately under the weather.
Yep.
So there's, I'll give you a few teasers on things we'll talk about today. There's a proposed new national monument called Chuck Walla National Monument and Joshua Tree National Park expansion. Those are something I want to talk about. We've raked Oceano Dunes over the coals time and time again, and something interesting happened out there I want to cover. There's some coming events in the next few weeks. That'll be a lot of fun for people to join in. San Diego Four-Wheeler Superstition Run, Dunes Cleanup, Corvus Truck Haven Challenge, and we're going to be having a meeting for the Jamboree this coming summer, and want to talk about our lobbyist. So let's go back to Chuck Walla National Monument and the proposed Joshua Tree National Park expansion. So the Chuck Walla National Monument, it doesn't exist yet. Congressman Raul Ruiz from Palm Springs and Riverside County is proposing it, and this was brought to him by the California Wilderness Coalition, and they are pushing it. And I personally don't like it. As an off-road vehicle user and as a public land lover, I would prefer it not to happen. I don't think it's going to happen this year, but the problem with these is that once it gets proposed and they work on it, it gets a life, And it may not happen this year. It may not happen next year. But when the political environment is just right, it could happen.
What's the purpose?
So they want to propose. They want to protect land. That's their big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, inside this, there's a lot of wilderness. Now, this whole thing, it's more than 1 million acres. So if you can even fathom 1 million acres, it is really big. So there's a lot of wilderness, and there's a lot of areas of critical environmental concern. And those areas are pretty tightly protected. But there's this other thing that's been protecting the California desert. It's called the DRECP. And that's the Desert Renewable Energy Conservation Program. That was a big plan that took years and millions of dollars to make. And what that did is it took the California Desert District, of which this monument, proposed monument, is part of, it took the whole desert district and it said, we're going to be able to put renewable energy here, we're going to have recreation here, and we're going to have conservation there. So the conservation areas have already been figured out. So why they want to do this to conserve land that's already been conserved, I'm not really sure. So some of the land in there is not designated as anything. BLM has land that is what they call limited use land. You can go on the trails and you can have mining claims. You can do limited amount of stuff out there, but you can't develop it. And environmentalists, they see that limited use land and they want to try to grab it and turn it into wilderness or turn it into a land that nothing can be done with it. So I think I mentioned last month that I got reappointed to the Desert Advisory Council. And in December, we had a Desert Advisory Council meeting out in Palm Springs. And I learned about this monument at that meeting. And I had no idea that it was proposed. By the way, this monument starts by Coachella, north of the Salton Sea, and it travels east all the way to the end of the state, all the way to the Colorado River, and it goes down quite a ways into Imperial County and takes place in a lot of Riverside County.
Are they going to eliminate windmills? Are they going to eliminate solar panels?
There won't be any renewable energy in the monument. That's for sure.
Okay.
Even mining, so commercial mining is out. But here's the thing, Dave. There's a lot of people that have small mining claims, like individuals, like to the scale of using shovels and picks. Like they do the work by hand or with very small power tools.
And that all be eliminated?
Well, they say it won't, but one of the miners came to the DAC meeting and he got up and spoke about it. And it was quite disconcerting what he said. He said that they will not stop us from mining, but what will happen is we'll have to do an environmental review of our mine, and that will cost an order of $100,000. Now, imagine a guy with a mine who makes maybe a couple $100 a year finding gold.
If he's lucky.
Or whatever, you know. And gold is the big one, but there's people out there looking for other stuff. And it may not pay very well, but it's interesting. So here it says, in order to conduct a mining operation on any pre-existing claims, an operator must submit a proposed plan of operations to the National Park Service under 36 CRF Part 9, Subpart A. The NPS will evaluate the proposal and confirm the validity of the mining claim, etc., etc. So
then why don't they just buy the claim back from that person?
You know, it's kind of a weird thing, but some people, they want to have their mine.
But if you're not going to let you mine it, I'd say, fine, give me $1 million and you can have my mine. It's not a problem.
That would be great.
But I bet he didn't even think to say that. But I mean, if they could
buy the claim from him?
Yeah, just buy the claim. I mean, if you're not going to, I mean, I paid for it. I already wrote you a check for this mine. I wrote you a check for this claim, and I'm sure he makes monthly payments or yearly payments on it for some way.
He's paying.
Just write me a check.
Well, That's a possibility.
And hold that thought. You can write that one down, and I'd call that guy up and tell him, because that
I got his contact.
See that, because the reason I bring this up is because I won't mention his name, but there's a reporter that's on local television who carries a concealed carry. Yeah. And he went to the news director and says, by the way, I just want you to know, whenever I go out on the field, I'll be carrying. And the director said, no, you cannot carry while you're working for us. And he was very despondent about it. I says, well, just go back to the news director, and says, fine. If you send me to an area that is deemed not the best, pay for security.
I'll take a bodyguard with me.
And he went, oh, I never thought so. He's going to go back and see where that goes. But see, anytime you turn it around and make it costly for somebody else, they'll cave. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Hey folks, welcome back to the SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Segment's brought to you by Wayne Miller Mobile Tire and Lovely Santee. Used to just deal with tires, now he deals with all vehicle, headlight to taillight. Little tires on trailers to big tires on tractors and semis, you name it, they do it. Also alignments, brakes, shocks, tune-ups, they do the whole thing. Give Ricky a call at 619-596-2800 and tell them thanks for all the hard work that they've done and keeping the off-road community alive and well. Wayne Miller does a lot of donations and really truly helps out, and the advertisers you hear us talk about are the ones that help keep our deserts open and keep the good fight up and running. So Wayne Miller Mobile Tire, call them 619-596-2800. I got Ed Stoven in the house. Unfortunately, Audrey's a little under the weather. And we're talking about another, sorry if I don't seem positive.
National monument. Don't we have million acres locked up from.
For what?
So they can have no renewable energy out there. So they can have no mining. Oh my God, what if they found something out in there that could make a battery or could make a car better?
Right.
Some kind of mineral that is valuable that we could mine in the United States to put in American-made cars.
No, you're not going to do that. Well, so let me ask you a question. Okay, so they turn it into a monument. Are you allowed to go into this area?
Well, of course. You can walk anywhere in those million acres you want.
But you can't drive. You can't
ride. But driving on the... Well, that's going to be figured out in the management plan, and they're going to work out a route network, and who knows how many routes that are currently open will remain open. Generally, it will be reduced by quite a number. Mm-hmm. That's why I was part of the Mojave Trails National Monument Advisory Group. I volunteered for that so I could try to keep the routes open over there, and that's turned into a problem. By the way, I learned about the Mojave Trails. So I went on a number of tours out there, and the plan manager went on the tours, and we talked about resources and objects of interest and objects of value. We looked at stuff. And so I found out at the Desert Advisory Council meeting that the woman who was the monument manager, she transferred to another job. So they don't have anybody in charge of that right now. And it's a big job to make that management plan. And the person that has all the information just took off. So that...
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
It's just funny. Like, I don't know why that took place. So this one, it's proposed. I'm looking at a map of it. I showed the map to Dave. And it goes from above the Salton Sea all the way to the Colorado River. It goes up to halfway through Joshua Tree National Monument, and it goes way down into Imperial County, almost to the Mexican border.
But don't you feel a little skeptical that there's something more to this than meets the eye? Why are they making this piece of property a monument? Why are they protecting it? What has happened there in the past that's caused them to try to protect this?
The congressman is very gung-ho on making this happen.
Yeah, but what's his reasoning?
And it's kind of surprising that he's so gung-ho, and he never came to the off-road groups and said, what do you think about this? Go figure.
That's my point.
So I understand that the California Wilderness Coalition brought the project to him and said, this is what we need to do.
With a check.
Possibly. Very, Dave, that's very possible. And I heard a rumor that the staff from the California Wilderness Coalition get paid for every acre that they, quote, preserve.
Who pays them?
And that's a good question.
I wonder who pays them.
I don't really know. But it's, you know, when you see there's money underneath, and you're always like, well, where's the money? And is there money going to Raul's campaign?
Sure.
Fund.
And all of a sudden, he's all fired up about doing this. He's never talked to the off-road community at all to get their input.
Or what about the mining community?
Or the mining.
Or the rock hounds.
Yeah, or the bird watchers or what have you.
There's,
it's just, I'm telling you, when it sounds fishy.
Is there a coalition
fishy,
behind this?
Yeah.
No.
When it sounds fishy, it's fishy.
There's fish down there.
Yeah.
So, Dave, this... yesterday I was out in the desert. I went out Friday and Saturday, went dirt bike riding with a friend. And yesterday I went on a long ride around the Salton Sea, 187 miles. I'd never been to Slab City, so I went out there, looked at that, Salvation Mountain, Bombay Beach, which is an interesting community. But I went over to here, Mecca Hills is an area that the BLM is proposing to make an off-road vehicle recreation area, like an intense use area.
Okay.
And they brought that up last year. I wrote comments on it. I've been to the area, but I wasn't sure if it was inside the monument or not, the monument. So I went out there with, took my phone and I opened the map app and I took some screenshots. Then I came home and I compared it to this map, and it's kind of right on the border. And I'm not sure, but I really want to make sure that that area is carved out of this proposed monument. That's very important to me.
And how many acres is that? Because it really looks small. You know, I mean,
like, so it would be a nice area. It's a place that could fit a lot of people, a lot of RVs. A lot of people could have a lot of fun. And Dave, just for scale, the area I'm talking about is about... That big.
Right.
Compared to that monument.
So you're like, let's
like
just say.
One 500th of the monument.
So say the Chuckwalla National Park or monument is, you know, looking at a map, like you said, how many acres?
It's over a million.
Okay. And that little area you're looking at, if it's a 100 acres, I'll eat your hat.
It's like, yeah, in the hundreds or maybe. Maybe 1,000.
Maybe 1,000 acres.
1,000, yeah. Like, well, one square mile is 660 acres, so it's in that range.
Yeah, so
not hundreds or thousands.
But
of
let's
square,
just
thousands of square miles.
So when's the next meeting that question will be brought up?
I don't know if any. He just wants to do it. The congressman just wants, and he said publicly that he introduced a bill to make this happen, and if his bill doesn't go through, he's going to ask the president to use the Antiquities Act to designate this monument.
Oh, then there's definitely a problem.
So that's,
if he's that hardcore, and somebody needs to ask him, why are you doing this? But we don't have any reporters that have the huevos
to I'm
ask.
Trying to figure out, and I'm going to be making a call to his office probably in the next week, but I need to understand, and I want to talk to the BLM about, do they know if this Mecca Hills proposal is inside the monument? Is it on the border? Is it outside the monument? Because it's hard for me to tell.
Well, I would ask them first and get all your ducks in a row. And if it turns out it's outside of it and it won't be affected, well, okay. Then the only reason you would make the call.
I won't go on the warpath.
No, but I would still, I would use this radio show as a vehicle and say, I talk about everything in California that's off-road related, private lands and what have you. As a reporter, I would like you to tell me what is the reason you're doing this. and just let's and I, the gobbledygook will start flying out of his mouth, and you will just be shocked because, you know, it. I can't help but say why. You know, there are certain areas. Okay, say there was a, you know, tribal Indian reservation, or there was a war or a battle fought someplace, you know, like Broken Knee or what have you. Okay, well, then that, I get it. I see why you want to preserve that area. But why do you want to preserve this?
So, Dave, you brought up a really strong point that the Antiquities Act, mm-hmm. it has criteria for what they protect.
Sure.
And it has to have objects or values mm-hmm. that require historical. Protecting. Yes. Cultural, historical mm-hmm. values mm-hmm. or objects. So like an old house or an area where there was a battle or something like that.
Makes sense.
So how does that jive with a million acre
that's a hell of a battle.
Of desert?
That's a hell I mean, of a battle. That's all
like,
I can
how
say.
How do you, like, how does that reconcile?
I mean,
that you had these a couple little things over here and maybe something over there, and then you're going to just draw this vast circle.
You don't want to be a lobbyist, but you need to be a fly in the ointment off yes, with Dave. This radio show.
We need to you make need it to uncomfortable be, for
you,
him.
You need to be a fly in the ointment, because if they can convince you, then we would be fine. Because you're just as skeptical as we are here on this radio show. And by the way, the opinions of this radio show are our opinions. It's not the station itself. Brendan, just in case you thought I was going over the edge there for a second. Now he's not even listening.
He's having lunch.
But you know what I'm saying? I mean, I hate to be this skeptical, but you know as well as I do, whenever something like this comes up, there's always why.
That's such a good question, Dave. What are they trying to
accomplish?
Do?
Yeah.
Why are they? Because 3/4 of this is already like highly protected as wilderness and ACEC.
Is it pretty thick? Is it thick concern. Woods? Is it thick woods or is it desert?
This is desert.
Okay, so it's
this is desert with mountains.
And there's nothing there.
Like it's hard to walk across this place. Like super hard. Like you'd need to be highly fit mountain climbing kind yeah. of person so, to
but,
walk across
but to
this.
Turn this into a and okay, what's define the word monument.
Oh my God.
Define the word. I mean, it's going to be a monument to what? The bald eagle?
I mean, I don't think Native American people ever lived in there.
I would think
that's
not.
Like some rough desert.
You just came back.
Maybe
you know,
a couple
would
of them.
You live out there?
God, I'd like to visit.
Yeah, and I'd get there.
And with modern conveniences, it's still a rough place to go. But to really like try to make a living out there, that would be hard.
So there's questions that need to be asked, and it'll be interesting to see when you contact this gentleman if his office will even respond. Because if they won't respond,
well,
then
I'll talk to his staff. I don't know if I'll ever get to the guy. But first I'm going to talk to the BLM.
Right.
Then I'm going to talk. And I also want to call the guy, the mining gentleman who came to our meeting.
Absolutely. Let's get him on the show.
That would be fun. He would love to come on.
Let's get him on the show.
To ask him, would it be possible to sell your claim back to the National Park
Absolutely.
Service? Absolutely. Because it's obviously no good to you anymore.
That's right. And there's no sense you spending all this money, and then they want you to spend $100,000.
Maybe I'll get my friends and we'll spend the money, and then we'll turn it into a bigger mining operation.
Well, and what if you spend that $100,000 and then they turn around and say, doesn't fly. You can't do it. Wait a minute. I just gave you $100,000 for you to tell me, no, I can't do it. Wait a minute. You already told me, no, I can't do it anymore.
And what's funny, he doesn't give them the money. He has to hire an environmental consultant, and then the National Park Service will review the consultant's.
What do you want to bet that the person he contacts is on their list?
So they.
Right?
So if he's on their list, that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, thank you.
And if he's not on their list, it's a different problem.
Yeah, because then they won't acknowledge it. Yeah, they won't acknowledge it because they're not. He's not.
Either way, he's got a problem.
Oh, I hate being old. All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. All right. right, folks. Welcome back to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. SNS Off-Road Magazine. You know, this has been around since the 80s, 82 to be exact. It was a handheld publication for the longest time. And now, to help everybody get more content, they've gone online, SSORMAG.com. You can actually subscribe. You can do classifieds. You can buy. You can sell. You get educated. Ed writes columns for it on a monthly basis. You can also find him on Facebook. You can check out Moto Mystery Books, which is really a blast. It's all for kids. SNS Off-Road really bends over backwards and does a wonderful job for the off-road community. It'll keep you up to date on rules, regulations, opening, closes, events. Go to SSORMAG.com. All right, got Ed Stoven in the house. Audrey called in sick, unfortunately. Hopefully she's feeling better. Then I just got a call that Brittany's sick, so she's not going to be in for Racer Radio. So I don't know what's going around. All these women are falling apart at the seams. But we've been talking about Chuck Walla's Monument Park, which...
So, Chuck Walla National Monument.
Chuck Walla, what did I say? Sorry.
It's National Monument. It's proposed.
What monument? What, is there a statue out there?
And it's a bill brought by Raul Ruiz, congressman. And by the way, I don't think it'll ever get through this Congress with the Republican majority. I think that's...
You know, we're only down to two. And I understand where it's eventually, I think somebody's leaving or something's going to be a one. So if we don't,
this is tough.
If we don't do what we're, what we should do come the end of this year, I'm telling you folks, vote.
You know, STRC, endorsed Bill Wells for Congress.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. He's a sharp guy. He came to our meeting. Yeah. Man, that guy, I didn't really know him or who he was or much about him. But when that was done, I was a fan.
He's common sense, and he's a politician you want. You're representing you. Let's put it that way.
We brought up homeless, which is a big problem. And he says, "Oh, I worked for 30 years as a mental health physician,
right,
in an emergency room."
Sure, he knows.
Like if anyone knows, that's him. Okay, so we were talking about Chuck Walla National Monument. So within that proposal is an expansion of the Joshua Tree National Park. They want to expand it by not that big of an amount of land, but it's interesting, and I oppose this expansion.
Well, and why do you need to expand it? Are the Joshua trees growing?
The 1.5 million acres is not enough.
Yeah, I mean, is all of a sudden the Joshuas are having little baby Joshuas?
Oh, and yeah, I wish.
You need room?
So in Joshua Tree National Park, if you want to go camping, it's different than other areas of the desert. So when you think about going to the desert and going camping, you just pull into a flat place and you start unpacking.
Right.
And you pack. Well, Joshua Tree National Park is different. It's designated campsites with reservations. And reservations go 6 months in advance. And all the busy weekends of the winter, they get sold out right away. There's 500 camping spots, which sounds like a lot, but if there's 1 million acres, and by the way, this is the rock climbing capital of the winter of the Southwest of the company. People love, I don't know if you ever rock climbed. I've climbed there. It's a neat place to climb. They don't have the big, tall routes, but they have interesting. So if you want to camp there, you need it. So anyway, the proposed land, which is sort of the standard BLM land right now, there's a dirt road that goes across it. And if you go to Joshua Tree and you want to go camp there, but you can't get a camping spot, you can go down this dirt road, and the Bureau of Land Management allows what they call dispersed camping along that road. That means you can just pull off on the side of the road and set up camp. And then the next day you can drive back in and go rock climbing or go hiking or do whatever activity you want to do there. Mm-hmm. So they want to take the land that this road is on and turn it into the park. In other words, take away camping in this spot.
Sure. Not put any camping out there?
who knows how that's going.
What does it cost to reserve a spot?
Oh, I forget. It's like, I don't know, $40 or something.
Okay, so it's not super expensive.
No, but it's the fact that you have to get a reservation, and you have to go through that trouble. That's what's difficult about it. So, I also oppose this expansion. It's just kind of nuts that they want to take away camping out in the desert.
Let me just throw my question out as usual. Why? What is the reason you're doing this? But nobody will tell you. And there's
they want to protect the land.
From what?
From people camping in their vehicle. I don't know.
Okay, how many violations have you seen? You don't go out there and if somebody is burning a couch, you don't fine them. It's that big why.
So there's trash there, but there's trash in the park too.
Hell, there's trash in El Cajon.
That is everywhere. That guy, I forget his name, with the Desert Cleanse Project, he voluntarily cleans trash in Joshua Tree National Park like all the time. That's his whole thing.
His little pet job.
His side. Yeah, he has a job that makes money, but when he has free time, he goes out there and he pulls truckloads of garbage out of there.
All right. And it's probably from people that like to go hiking.
Yeah, the hikers. Oh, I don't need this.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Just a refrigerator. So.
When this all takes place, like all the restrictions, like recreational shooting, recreational camping, recreational off-roading, recreational rock hounding, the small-scale mining, all this stuff gets, all our rights to go use this vast public land gets brushed away.
Well, somebody needs to corral all of these people that do all of these things together as a group, and that group needs to organize and ask why and get into the media, get on radio, get on TV and ask why. Get in front of these politicians and ask why.
That's the right thing to do, Dave.
Yeah,
that's
I don't want you to get mean, angry, or nasty. Just ask.
Put them
why.
On the spot and let them
with cameras and have cameras there and ask why. Just tell me why. And back it up with fact. Don't back it up with a paycheck or a checkbook. Back it up with fact. Why are you doing this? Mm. See, and if we had a media that was a real media, where all they did is what we're sitting here doing right now, is asking why. But there's one side of the media fence that doesn't care, doesn't want to ask, because everybody has an agenda. And I'm not saying the right, and I'm not saying the left. But when the media is not asking, and the media is not asking the hard questions, instead they're asking you, well, what did you have for dessert on Thanksgiving? And you're middle of a press conference for this monument. I mean, you got to ask the hard questions. Because, it's our money. Everything.
And it's our land.
And it's our land.
They're locking up. And it's frustrating.
We got to get all the illegals to go after them. Say, hey, we're new. That's got to be ours, too. They'll say, oh, my God, pack them back up. Send them back across the
border. Put them on a truck and send them over
there.
Yeah,
send them back. Oh, my goodness, what have we done? Man, I'd love to do that.
Dave, you're right. Ask why, and then what are the facts that support your claim?
Mm-hmm.
And then when we go look at those facts, they might be a little shady.
And then, but you know what? I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. If they're not, and they come up with a valid reason, and there's nobody from the group that started it paying anybody to their campaign, then I'm fine with it. But you got to be, if you're going to be in the government, not only is it our land, we hired you to manage it. So you've got to be upfront and honest with us. You can't keep it quiet.
Yeah, Dave, it's frustrating when they come up with these things. You think everything is going fine. And all the wilderness and the ACECs out there is bad enough. And then the Desert Renewable Energy Conservation Program came, and that really locked up everything. and now they want to put a tighter noose around it.
It's crazy.
I'm very frustrated. So I have a little bit of homework to do on this.
Mm-hmm.
On the next segment, I want to talk about Oceana Dunes because something interesting happened out there.
Hope it's good news.
It's
be nice if we close with some good news.
We'll get to the good stuff. So in 2019, the park closed 48 prime acres of off-roading to everybody. It doesn't sound like much, 48 acres, but it's like the good area.
Sure.
So they closed it off, and they said it's because of they want to meet the San Luis Obispo County Air Pollution Control District stipulated order of abatement about air pollution.
Are they back to air pollution again?
So they're on air pollution. So do you remember we just had some big surf?
Yep.
The other day, and you heard about the king tides.
Right.
So they had a high tide and the big surf, and that together, water came further in than it normally ever does. Mm-hmm. And so all those poor people who live right on the coast. Anyway, the 48 acres got completely washed with the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was washed
out,
just covered with water. So I don't know how protecting it from us versus protecting it from the ocean. Maybe they should build a big retaining wall to keep the ocean out of it.
Oh, they don't like walls.
No, they don't. And I don't know if you saw, there are some vehicles that got washed
away as well.
Right at Oceana Dunes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They parked too close to the water. And there they were in the water.
Hope they were environmentalists.
Yeah, it's not likely.
All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. All right, folks, welcome back to SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
There you go. Hey, this segment is brought to you by Lifestyle Garage and lovely Lakeside right there on Winter Gardens Boulevard. You can't miss it. Place is huge. Tony and his team really do a phenomenal job. They modify Jeeps, Toyotas, Chevys. Well, let's put it this way. If you've got a truck, they will trick it out, and they use the best of the best equipment. They know how to do it. They have answers for any and all your modification needs. And if you're into giving back to the community, they do that as well. Every time we have them on the show, it's more about groups that they have associated themselves with that help the community. And I'm telling you, it's almost a tearjerker. It's involved as these groups are. 619-499-5223 or 5223. They also have fleet service for all your everyday vehicles. And if you're a truck or a company that has a fleet of vehicles, you need good quality service to get them in and get them out in a timely fashion. They do that as well. Lifestyle Garage in Lakeside, 619-499-5323. Give Tony a call and tell him you heard it right here on SDORC Dirt Radio. All right, so we've just about wrapped it up.
Thank you, Dave.
One more segment. What's the one we want to talk about?
So now let's turn a little bit positive, because all that trouble brings you down. Let's turn it around and talk a little bit positive. There's some interesting, fun events coming. This coming Saturday, January 13th, the San Diego Four Wheelers, which is a Jeep club, they're a four-wheel drive club, they're putting on their Superstition Run over by Superstition Mountain off the end of Wheeler Road. So I did this a few years ago, and it was really a lot of fun. What happens is you go there, you sign up, and you break up into groups depending on how capable your vehicle is. And when I did it, I did it on my stock Suzuki Sidekick, so I was in the lower capability group.
Sure.
But they have ones all the way up with the very extreme rock crawlers. Mm-hmm. And they have a leader, and they take you out in the desert, and they go show you some interesting stuff that will challenge your level of ability.
Mm-hmm.
So on the northeast side of Superstition Mountain, there are some very extreme rocky trails.
Mm.
And I've done some of them on a motorcycle, and I would not want to take anything with four wheels in there, because the motorcycle, you can kind of zigzag around the rocks, but the 4x, you got to go over.
Up and over.
You got to go over. And when I did it in my car, my Suzuki Sidekick, we went on the easier one, and they brought us over to an area with some interesting little gullies to go drop into. And it was looked a little bit too steep for me, but I'm going to do it. And you kind of free fall into it and then slide out. So it was a lot of fun. And this is a great organization. And they're a Cal 4 organization, California Association of Four-Wheel Drive Clubs, which is the over group of four-wheel drives. They collect money from all the different clubs and users, and they use it for advocating the way that I advocate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good to give them a little bit of money. And then they have a raffle at the end, and a good time is had by all. The same day is the Dunes cleanup, and that's Martin Luther King weekend.
Mm.
And I believe the American Sand Association is leading that. I don't really know too much about it. I looked online. I didn't see a lot of details. But every year it's on Martin Luther King weekend. So if you love the dunes, you can get out there and help keep the dunes open and keep it clean out there. January 20th, Corva is hosting their Truck Haven Challenge. So this is a poker run similar to the Lost Lizard Fun Run, but this is in the north side of Ocotillo Wells. So a lot of people know the four-wheel drive training area. Have you ever been in there, Dave?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of very difficult obstacles, right, for four-wheel drives. And this will be just outside of that. And you'll follow a course around the desert. And there'll be checkpoints. There'll be a raffle. And there'll be, I think they'll have dinner there. This event raises money for CORVA, California Off-Road Vehicle Association, and that is a group that works hard to keep areas for off-roading open and advocating for off-road vehicle users. And I am personally a CORVA director, 18 years now I've been a director of CORVA. So this is a big one. And in the last three or four years, I've personally hosted a checkpoint at the CORVA Truck Haven Challenge. This year, I'm going to be out of town, so I'm not going to be there. But it's still going to be a great event. Vinny Barbarino, that's his real name, is the chair of the event. And he does a great job putting this event together. February 24th, the SDRC, we're going to be hosting a cleanup in Superstition, Plaster City area. And I believe our base camp is going to be Plaster City East, where the racing begins. And we'll be picking up some trash and making the area a little bit nicer for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
This Tuesday, we're going to be having a meeting for this summer's coming Jamboree. Remember, Audrey hosted. She chaired the Jamboree last year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Laura Rockwood wants to be in charge. And we're going to be meeting at MIT Drivetrains on Pioneer Way at 6 p.m. this Tuesday. So MIT is going to be hosting the meeting. They're going to be making dinner for us. And if you want to look around the shop,
it's pretty cool.
So they do drivetrains, so differentials and that kind of, like the guts of the extreme rock crawlers.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been there, Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What is that place like?
You never been? You like it. It's a working shop. Plenty of parts and pieces, lots of displays. And I'm sure they're going to let you go in the shop and actually see some of the hands-on. But when it comes to the off-road and rock crawling community, they're pretty much it when you're looking for the best.
They're the top one. Yeah. Chris Boyer got us into there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think last month we announced that SDRC voted to hire the lobbyist, Mark Smith. So last month, CORVA also voted to join SDRC in hiring Mark Smith. So the two groups are working together now with him, and I signed the agreement with Mark last week. So Mark is officially our lobbyist.
You need to get him on next show, next month, February.
Okay.
Just tell him to call in.
If he can call in.
Hey, you're paying him.
Damn it, get on.
That's right. We're paying you. You at least got to come on and
Introduce yourself.
Tell us what your future plans are for, you know, representing the off-road community, and give us some direction and guidance. And you know,
he came on to the Corva call and spoke, and he is so convincing. Mm-hmm. He is so good. Like when someone like me describes him, it's like, okay, he's talking about a guy who can do stuff for you. Right. But when he does the talking, you're like, okay, this guy's legitimate.
Right.
He knows what he's talking about. He is speaking from someone who's been in the trenches.
Yeah, let's hear his credentials. How long has he been doing it? How long has he been involved in off-road? You know.
And he's been advocating for other similar groups for years. Have you heard of Ducks Unlimited?
Oh, yeah.
He's been helping them for quite some time. And, you know, I was thinking about hiring him, and I looked through the websites of his other clients.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at some of their websites, and the first thing you think is, this is an environmental group. Like, this looks like a green environmental group. Mm-hmm. And they're talking about, we're trying to protect habitat. We want to protect the water. We want to protect the land. And it turns out that they want to protect the water and the land so the ducks will fly in.
Mm-hmm. So they can shoot them. All you got to do is read the fine print, and then you'll definitely get down into it.
And you think, well, that's bad. They want to shoot the ducks. But they want the ducks to come back next year and the year after. So they understand the balance of... You can't shoot too many of them.
That's right. And they eat them.
If you don't shoot it, that's the other thing. Their Labrador goes out and gets it and brings it back, and then they have duck soup for dinner.
Or their son-in-law goes out because the dog refuses. Speaking from experience, thank you very much.
Really? The labs I know, they'll run out there and can't wait.
And my father-in-law says, well, get out there. Go get that duck. Yeah. Another story. All right, SDORC, you need to join. Just go to SDORC.org. You can join up for as little as, what, $25 a year?
$25 an individual.
Yeah. I noticed you didn't say anything about me sending in my $100 last week.
Oh, thank you
very much, Dave. Not a word, but that's another story. Anything I can do to help keep this organization up and running, because if without them, folks, you would just be sitting on your couch watching TV, because there'll be no place to go, no excitement, and you need to start taking your kids to some of these events that SDORC and Corva and Four Wheel and TDS and everybody puts on. Take your kids out there and show them something other than a television, a football field, and a baseball field. There's just definitely a million things to do when you go off-roading, and these are the groups you need to be part of. SDORC.org. Check them out. All right, Ed.
Thank you very much, Dave.
Gonna go ride someplace?
I'm gonna work my bike. I think I'm going riding tomorrow.
All right. Sounds like a plan since you are retired. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
Joining us for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.